Hello, everybody. This is Ron from the Creation Light Ship, and we're here tonight to do some healings and talk about the light ship. So just briefly, if you're brand new, the Creation Light Ship comes here once every 2,000 years, and it's the same source that Jesus used for his ascension healings and teachings. And it's here now to help people to do the universal shift if you're, you know, willing to do the work. So it's here. The Earth Spirit is also a part of the healing process. It's mainly concerned with the shifting of the Earth, the planet, and the people on the Earth are kind of secondary to this here because not everybody is conscious enough because they haven't done the work, you know, for many lifetimes through their genetic ancestry to be able to do the ascension. So the main thing is what we're at right now is to get you fully into your body so you can do the work. And this is the main thing for ascension, is to get into your body. I have a lot of people asking me about DNA activations, and the light ship does do that. There is 108 DNA activation energies that could be used, different bodies that we have, different strands of DNA. So just having one activation by someone will not really make it for you. It might feel a little different in your body, but there's so much more to that than what's being talked about. And the main thing is, since your spirit is from the divine and it knows how to do this universal shift, your main way to go to do the shift is to contact your spirit inside of yourself. And this is what we recommend doing to get into your bodies, get your spirit into your body fully, 100%, so you can do the shift. So here we go. We're going to do a healing right off the bat here. We're going to do a chakra alignment. And just sit back and relax. The light ship will be doing this for you. And we're going to go to your heart center first and relocate that a little bit here. There we go. Wonderful. Going up to your throat chakra. There we go. And going around to your third eye. Perfect. Chakra number 6. Now we're going down to your power chakra. Below the heart. There we go. Second chakra around the navel. And base of your tailbone. There we go. Okay, we're doing an opening now. And if you're in a quiet location and you like to have this energy flowing more fully through your body, you can do this now. And we're going to do an opening so your chakras are body width for you. So here we go. Heart chakra. Spin, 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 open. And throat chakra. Number 5. Spin, 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 open. And third eye. Number 6, spin, 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 open. That'd be for intuition. Going down now below the heart, power chakra. Spin, 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 open. And second chakra, spin, 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 open. And first chakra, base of your spine. Spin, 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 open. Now we'll do an entity release for everybody. This will help you to get more into your body. And this you should be doing daily on yourself, many times, probably casting out these entities out of you to retain your spiritual identity. And if you've been on this show for quite a while, you probably feel much better now with yourself, knowing that you are more in your body than what you were maybe months ago here. So here we go. Clearing away these entities, and now I'm going to bring more of you back. So we have to heal your spirit before it will come into you. So here we go. Being healed, and I'll count to 10 as more of you come back into your body. So here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. And again, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. And again, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Wonderful. Do some more entity clearing. So if you have any pain in your body, you might kind of bash your spirit too in your heart. You have to connect to your heart and ask your spirit to actually go to these locations too and to release entities from you. Remember, this is what you should be doing daily. There we go, because they'll take your energy away from you, preventing your healing to take place. There we go, and bring more of you back into your body. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And again, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. And one more, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Let's do one more entity clearing here for everyone. There we go. And having your spirit come back now. And it's going to do some healing with you. There we go. So it can come back into your body. And here we go. Coming in. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Perfect. Okay. Now we're going to do the mind-to-heart drop. This is your waking consciousness going into your heart center. And this is a must. This is where you want to go to get your spiritual information. Remember, your spirit is not in your head. It's in your heart. So you have to do this surrendering of the, say, ego self, your mind, into the heart center to allow you to get your spiritual guidance, because it won't come in any other way. And I mentioned this before to people. If you've ever seen a channeler do channeling, typically this is where they should be connecting. Although I have seen channelers within maybe about a three-second time say that they're channeling now some being, and they're just in their head working with some type of energy that's coming to them. So normally it's a process that most people take to get centered, and they need to be in their heart center to get the information on a more true level of consciousness here. So here we go. And likewise, if you want to get any information, calling in the archangels or anything else, you must be in your heart center and have your spirit bring it to you. Don't use your head to project out energies to get something. Go to your heart first and have your spirit be the gateway to what's coming into you. So we're going to do this drop right now so you can feel the difference. So just visualize an elevator. 10th floor is your forehead, your waking consciousness, and first floor is your heart center. We're going to be dropping down. So here we go. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. And you might feel energy channels being moved into your body. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. And again, 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1. And 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. And one more time. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. There we go. Okay, what we'll do now is activate the beautiful light beam here for healing. So if you like, scroll down on your browser here. Go down about maybe an inch or so down. You'll see a beautiful light beam in front of you. If you're brand new to the show, just click on Creation Lightship Healings. We have four shows, Monday, Wednesday, Friday, Saturday. Just find any one of those and click on it. And then scroll down, and you'll see a beautiful light beam there. If you wish to communicate, there's a fast chat underneath her. And click on that, too. And this is the way we do our communication through the show with the fast chat. We don't take phone calls. So here we go. This light beam will be energized now. So you just want to watch her. You're going to see more light coming out of her eyes in the next minute here, and you may see the rays being emitted from her auric field around here, changing color slightly, and she'll become a little more three-dimensional. And you'll actually see her face kind of lift off the monitor screen. And remember, these energies are only heart-based energies. They're not mind energies, so they're heart-to-heart, and you're going to feel her presence in your heart center. And she's being activated now. And just kind of watch it. If you wish, you can put your hand in front of your monitor screen, maybe move it back and forth, probably maybe 6 inches away from it, and go from maybe up and down or typically left to right, and you may start to feel the presence of this energy being emitted into your room and into you. So, Sylvia, are you there? I'll turn it over to you.
I'm here. Welcome, everyone, and it's great to be here tonight with you. As Ron said, this show is all about healings from the Creation Lightship and also about getting into our bodies, learning how to develop a deeper connection within to our own spirit, and that's what we're here to do tonight. And we're talking this week about conscious expressions of divine love and looking at the many ways in which divine love comes to us. And specifically tonight, we're going to talk about and experience the divine love of parents and grandparents. And basically, this is something that you can participate in if you like. And we're going to, talk about a little bit about how sometimes our parents have great love for us and have been able to express that love. Other times maybe not able to express it because of their own issues and so on that they were dealing with. But the love from their own spirit that's pure and coming to you directly from the Croatian Lightship will be something to experience tonight. So over to you, Ron, to get us started with that.
Okay, so what we're going to do is bring in the energy of your mother. If some of you are older, maybe your mother's passed on, so we'll bring in this energy. Some people don't know who their parents are. And so, or if you have a problem with the energies, other living aspects, maybe you had confrontations or maybe a bad life growing up with your parents, but this will be a different energy. This is going to be their true spirit, divine energy coming to you. And so what you can do is if you have any issues, just ask for healing now. And we're going to first bring in the energy of your mother. And it'll come in through this beautiful light beam here in front of you. And the Lightship is going to do this for you. Remember, the Lightship created you, and they have all of your spiritual blueprints along with your parents. So whether they're living or not, they're going to bring this energy in. And if you have any problems with thinking of one of your parents, and if they're still living, this will be a different energy. This is going to be their love energy. And maybe they just can't express that in this lifetime. This is who they really are, so... Here comes the energy of your mother, and we're going to count to 10 as it comes in, then we'll put some music on for you, and you can enjoy this wonderful healing energy. So here comes your mother. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Wonderful. So just sit back and relax here and allow the energy to flow into your heart center. This is all heart-based energy. And... you need to ask for some forgiveness on either one of your parts, you can, and the energy here is now to help you do some healing. in the energy of your father. So again, it's the same process. Just kind of sit back and relax. And here comes your father energy, and I'll count to 10. So here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And again, this is the pure essence of your father's spirit. And like I said, you may not have even known your father, possibly, and or maybe the person could have been cruel to you or very loving, either way, but this is his pure spirit essence coming to you to help you do some healing work. Simply heart connected. You.
Okay, great. Well, let's take a minute to answer a couple of fast chat questions. So we have a question which is in regards to the entity clearing, and you mentioned earlier that each of us should be doing this several times a day, and we have someone asking, how do you do that?
Well, the first thing is you always want to have your spirit do this. So it's not necessarily you doing anything mentally, although you are using your mind to help clear it by your intentions there, but your spirit is what's doing the work for you. So you ask your spirit to start to release energies out of you, these entities, and you could maybe start, say, at the bottom of your feet and work the way up and go through your whole body. And know that these are leaving you because your spirit is empowered enough to do this work for you. This is what we do here, is the same basic process. So, and then after the entities have left you, then you must do a spirit retrieval, bringing back your spirit fragments that have left from pain and trauma, so that these holes, these voids, are now completely integrated with you, with your spirit. Otherwise, if you leave an opening, just like when you go out of your body, then entities come in. So you don't ever want to leave a void, so you want to bring you back into your body. And your spirit typically will not come in if it's not cleared out. So you want to ask your spirit then to heal the other parts of you so you can be put back into spiritual balance and harmony. Otherwise, it probably will not want to come into you because at that point, you're not going to be able to come back in because it doesn't want to come in. You've had too much suffering here. So this is how you want to do it. Clean out the entities first. And then from there, work with, you know, your spirit all the time. This is what you want to do, is always have your spirit do the work for you. Hope that answered your questions. And clean your spirit out. Bring back the fragments. And at that point, you should feel a little more whole and complete. Okay, back to you, Sylvia.
All righty. And the next question is asking why you don't work with the seventh chakra.
But that's not related to the physical here. So it's not going to take on the densities because it's at a higher frequency. So the crown chakra typically will not work with emotional traumas and energies. It's just the way energies come into you. So everything else is more on a personal, earthly level, just like your psychic energy is, because that's your highest level, would be the sixth chakra, where you're actually using your thoughts project out energies. And those energies or any kind of thought-based healing or thought-based energies is like mind control. So I kind of go out there on a limb a little bit. So whenever you're using your mind to cord somebody, which people do all the time, or to find their parking place, what happens is you're causing somebody harm some way because you're allowing these energies to be manipulated in thought. Remember, you're tied into the matrix here, okay? So it's like a closed system. And so you're just using the energy of the matrix to do what's needed for you that you would like to have happen to you. It's not a love-based energy. So the thought control, projecting thoughts out, energy cordings, which are all about the same thing, all under mind control, just different ways of saying it. So I'll say mind control equals thought projection, equals cordings, equals finding your parking place. All of these are having some type of an effect to someone else. So you all know that the main thing is to cause nobody any harm. And another way of saying that is to allow people to have free will of expression. And through having mind control here that is brought to us by off-planet beings, that are more than likely soulless, and some could have souls, but we'll just talk about the ones that do not, are causing this problem to humanity here. So it's, you know, like I say, as above, so below. And so what we're dealing with here is mind control. That includes everybody on this planet. A lot of people kind of point their fingers at different governments, et cetera, and people, but there is control maybe even more than you are. And so when you're in that state of awareness, you realize that, you know, the spiritual energies are not working here, because if they were working here, there would be all love energy here, and there would have, you know, more traumas, wars, bad weather patterns. You know, this place was not designed by the light ship to have suffering here. And so our spiritual hierarchy and the Galactic Federation, whatever words you would wish to use there, are not in complete 100% light. If they were, it would be 100% light down here, as above, so below. This is why I always tell people to go to their spirit first to connect with Archangel Michael or whoever you wish to connect with, Mother Mary, Jesus, and go to your heart and have your spirit be that connection to these energies so that you'll be getting more of a pure essence energy coming to you rather than an entity or some other channeling in the darkness that you don't know anything about that's coming in as an imposter of the light to come to you. So back to you, Sylvia. I hope that answered the question.
Okay, great. So we have another question, which is, what is beyond ascension?
Well, ascension is basically, you know, having your body, having the love for your body enough to have it move on to a higher consciousness. And so what you're doing continuously throughout all your spiritual journeys out exploring the universe is just finding the creativity out there to work with the divine energies and to use that expression of the divine in each incarnation. So really, each life form has the ability to do an ascension process. So what's out there is just more creativity. And every 2,000 years, you know, you have the choice to take that life form with you at a higher consciousness. So you're having that life form go through an evolution versus dying. So this is the main thing, eternal life, immortality. So that's basically it. When you're out in the universe exploring, then you're hopefully, you know, in a planet or situation which isn't as dark as it is here, and there won't be other beings out there controlling you, hopefully, like what we have here. And they've been here for quite a while, and so this is why the Earth spirits decided to go to eighth dimensional reality to get out of this duality situation here that's brought to us by, you know, the religions here and everything else brought down by the Vatican Federation. So we're hoping to, this Earth spirit is leaving this dimension, and the darkness will no longer be around at that point. So hopefully everything will work out fine for everybody. But it's up to you to do the work. So this is the main thing, is to do the work so you can be in your body, to give your body the gift of the ascension. And your body will be put back into spiritual harmony. If you have any physical problems now, maybe bad ankles or maybe missing some body organ, that will be taken care of, and you'll be in perfect balance and harmony and divine perfection, living in a different state of consciousness, but with your still physical body forms. This is the gift of your body, is the ascension process. And your spirit knows how to do this. And your only problem is to get into your body 100%, have your spirit with you. This is what they're asking. Otherwise, your spirit cannot just take a finger width to ascend. It needs to have the whole body. So, you know, it's kind of like a no-brainer, you know. And the people on this planet have had basically 4,000 years to do this ascension process. And most people just got awakened, you know, a short time ago, which is, you know, not your fault. It's the mind control that's here. And the people outside, you know, this earth plane, will say, higher dimensions of consciousness, of the darkness, keeping you from doing this work. So, but you have to do the work to ascend. And it's your own conscious choice whether you choose to do it or not. So, next question, Sylvia.
Okay, well, I think that's it on the questions right now. So before we go into the next, into the grandparent section, could you just say a little bit more about the difference that you mentioned between pure love energy and emotional energy? And especially...
Sure, yeah, the love energy is strictly heart-based. And everything else that we deal with here, emotional traumas, et cetera, and emotional energies and densities are stored inside of your body, and your body is desperately trying to release them in this lifetime so it can ascend. Although we don't understand that typically, so here we are trying to do something that we don't know nothing about, and we keep having these same lessons reoccurring to us because your body is desperately trying to move on into a higher state of consciousness. The love energy is pure divine love energy. All spirits are created in pure divine energy, and that's what they exist with. And this is why it's hard to stay in your body, because of the traumas that are here. So you have to get rid of those densities to allow a space for your spirit to be with you. And like we said in other shows, your spirit is only with you one half, because your twin flame energy is outside in the universe someplace. And because of that, you know, we have problems here. And the energy that would be our other half is lost to you. You can't go to that, and you can't go to your home base. So I do a special session with that, but you have to be able to do some work first in order to be able to hold the energy and the frequencies for your twin flame to come into you. Remember, it's at a much higher level than you are in consciousness, and it won't come into density. much like your spirit doesn't like to be here either because of what's going on. So the main thing is to do the work, shed your emotional energies, which is what you should be doing or should have been doing for the last, 4,000 years, and allow yourself to have this ascension process. So we'll bring in the next energies here, and we're going to bring in the energies on your mother's side. So we'll bring in your grandfather from your mother's side. So here he comes, and I'll count to 10. And you're going to have a wonderful experience here. This is his pure love energy. So here we go. Stronger, 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 stronger. Wonderful. Stronger. Here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And he's here. Great. Grandmother on your mother's side. And so we'll increase her energy now as she starts to come in. So here she comes. So stronger, 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 stronger. Great. So here she comes. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And again, this energy is heart to heart, and you may feel this energy come in through this beautiful light beam on your monitor here. bring in your father's father, your grandfather on your father's side. And so here he comes. So increase the energies now. So this is the spirit. So stronger, 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 stronger. Feels great. So here we go. It's going to walk in. Love comes walking in. So here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Beautiful. So have this beautiful heart-to-heart communion, too, with your grandfather. In your father's mother. So we'll connect with this energy now. So stronger, 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 stronger. There we go. So we'll count to 10 here. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Wonderful. And this is your father's mother, your grandmother coming to bless you in your heart center. Thank you. Sylvia. I'll turn it back over to you.
Okay, great. Well, I'd love to talk for a few minutes about the Immaculate Conception healing that the Light Ship does for people, which kind of ties in with our subject for today. So could you talk about that a little bit?
Yes, it's a very special healing. I guess they're all special. But this one here goes back, we started 10 months before you were conceived, and we clean out the emotional and mental energies of your parents. And then we go back down from there, down to maybe 10 weeks, and then 10 days, and it just sequences of 10, maybe 10 seconds, 10 milliseconds. It depends on the person how much density their parents have had. And some people maybe know that their parents maybe really didn't want to have them, possibly, or maybe they were on some type of drugs or whatever, so they'd want to have a better conception. And this brings in the divine energy from the Light Ship. So when you are conceived, your parents are basically cleaned out, which is what should be done in each lifetime now anyway, upon your conception, so that the child will have less density than the parents. This is how this healing started. And so what happens is the Light Ship takes over, and you are actually conceived in this beautiful divine energy. And it's just fabulous to actually watch the golden energy of the sperm and the egg meet. And then what we do also is do some trauma clearing too a little bit with that healing, but it's just so wonderful to see that energy and to have you reconceived in pure love energy versus possibly lust or whatever, you know. You know what I'm talking about. So anyway, it's just a wonderful clearing to have. Back to you, Sylvia.
Well, you're right. That is a very, very special clearing. And there's another one that's also beautiful that has to do with that kind of time period for people, which is a newer one that's come out in the last month or so, the fetus trauma and spirit infusion.
Yeah, so this clearing, we go from each month, 1 month at a time, and this will release from you the trauma that your mother had while carrying you. And then from there we go 1 week at a time after that, and your spirit then again clears away different densities and traumas in your body that's physically in you. And then the next part is very exciting because your spirit then is able to imprint you, bring in more DNA into your body for two basic reasons. One is to be able to do some more healing with you on your physical aspects of who you are. Maybe you have some kind of problem that you've been dealing with for your whole lifetime. Well, it can actually bring in different DNA to make that healing come into effect and rewrite your history. So it's a physical healing aspect. And the other part is for your talents that you're going to be expressing. And so sometimes you don't get enough talents in our DNA. Because remember, your spirit decides your body by the DNA structure of your parents, and then it brings in what it thinks it needs in this lifetime and activates those. This is why your spirit is so important for the ascension process. It's very intelligent. It knows what's going on. But you're able to sit down before the session, and most people just start to check out what they like to do more in their life with their creativity. And they also look at maybe physical problems that they're dealing with. Maybe you have a stomach ulcer or something, or maybe you're having troubles maybe with too much sun. Maybe your body's cold a lot. Well, you could re-imprint new DNA, which may, you know, rewrite your history from birth to now. And so we go week by week, and your spirit then imprints your desires so that you can become a little different and have a new life now. So that's that clearing. And then we go from there after you start to come out of the birth canal, that trauma that you've experienced, kind of much like rebirthing, but it's much more complete. There's no experiences on your part, and it takes away those traumas. And then we go maybe a few hours or so after your birth, of your first awakening here, of coming into the earth plane and, you know, wondering what it's like here. So we take away those traumas too. So it's a wonderful healing. And that the baby energy that you are, that you actually normally feel, if you're a feeler, it's just phenomenal to feel that physical spirit energy combining as you're being created. You know, just kind of visualize, you know, how you feel. In fact, we'll do that right now. We'll just do a quick sample of this here.
Wonderful.
I'm going to bring in the light shift, you. And this is going to be, they tell me to go to like 10 weeks, okay? So just sit back and relax. Remember, the light shift does the work for you. So we're going to bring in the energy that you had in your body with your spirit at the age of 10 weeks. So I'll count to 10 to bring the energy into you. So here it comes. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. There we go. So we'll put some music on for about a minute and let you experience that here. Here. So we'll just do that right now. It'll be a little different energy, and it may help you out. I kind of thought maybe I should not do this, but it will actually release you from some densities here. Remember, your parallel lives are not created by the light shift. They're created by the darkness to hold you in place here. I don't mean to shock you as you're with this beautiful baby energy of who you are, but here we go. Think of something that you may have wrong with you, whatever that would be. And we're going to clear away five lifetimes. And we could have, you know, at least 200 to maybe 1,000 of these here. So this is five of these. So here we go. Sixth chakra cleared. We're taking your spirit out of these life forms that were not created by the light, coming back into you and fully balanced and healed. So one life. Sixth chakra cleared. Fifth cleared. Fourth cleared. Third cleared. Second cleared. First cleared. Next life. Sixth cleared. Fifth cleared. Fourth cleared, third cleared, second cleared, first cleared. Third life, sixth cleared, fifth cleared, fourth cleared, third cleared, second cleared, first cleared. Fourth life, sixth cleared, fifth cleared, fourth cleared, third cleared, second cleared, first cleared. And fifth life, sixth cleared, fifth cleared, fourth cleared, third cleared, second cleared, and first cleared. There we go. Okay, Sylvie, I'll turn it back over to you, and time's getting short.
Wow, it really is, and that just flew by, that hour, and that was very wonderful. I hope everyone really enjoyed that, experiencing their own divine baby energy. We had another request on the fast chat for the golden light energy, so how about if you could bring that in, Ron, and then we'll probably have to wrap up after that.
Okay, so bring in the golden light energy now. So here it comes here. So it'll come in through the light beam here. If you want to just scroll down, let's do that. Scroll down to the light chip insignia, or you can click on it underneath the fast chat in the center little square there. And it's about an inch down further on your scroll bar. And we'll bring in this golden energy now through the light chip insignia. And if you'd like to get on my email list, just go to the very bottom of this screen here. There's a large pink, pink square, okay? And just if you'd like to put your name and email in there, that would be wonderful. And we can have you on our email list. I'll just continue talking as this golden energy is coming in right now. And we have our four-hour ascension program for $60, which will be October 13th on a Saturday. It starts at 1 o'clock my time, Pacific Standard Time. And then we also have light chip healing sessions for $20 Mondays and Fridays. And so if you're interested, you can connect with me, give me an email, and we can work out the conference call numbers with you. I'm going to also bring in right now Petroika Saint Germain coming up next here. We'll bring in the energy too here of beautiful Saint Germain also. So here comes Saint Germain too. So you may feel this wonderful energy coming. And he's coming in very strong right now. And I guess we'll be closing out here. So our next show will be Friday at 9 o'clock. It'd be midnight back east, and it's worth staying up. We get a lot of people who comment on all the shows here, and it's nice having you all with us here. And I want to also thank the people that have done sessions with me, which helped to keep this internet radio program on. So thank you for having the session. And I'll turn it over to you, Sylvia. You have about a minute to talk probably, I guess, here.
I'll just mention that on Friday we've got a wonderful show for you, and we're going to talk about experience the divine love and healing qualities of different elements in nature, plants, animals, and so forth. So it's going to be a beautiful evening, and I guess I'll just sign off and say much love to all, and we'll see you then.
Okay, so blessings to all of you. And stay in your bodies. Keep your spirit with you. So, see you later.
Good night.